And almost 7:39, Congressman Bill Flores joins us from Washington. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Chase. How are you today?
So far, so good. We know you guys had a busy day yesterday. First of all, let's talk about your news conference. You joined some of your fellow Republicans calling on the Senate to pass a budget, which we've been a long time, 888 days since that's happened.
Well, actually, it's 889 days, and that was the first thing we were trying to stress, is that one of the basic roles of governance is to pass a budget, because that shows you where your priorities are as a nation, and every business has to do it. Most families' budget, I see no reason why the world's largest government can't do it as well. The second thing we focused on is trying to put people back to work, and we passed a series of bills that I call Main Street Solutions to getting our economy back on track, and we went through those bills, and we're hoping that Senator Reid will put them up for vote, but he won't even put the President's Jobs Act up for a vote. So I don't know how this is going to be resolved, but we're still pushing him to try to do the right thing for the American people.
And you mentioned that that Senator Reid has blocked the president's jobs bill in the Senate, and yet it's almost as if he's fighting war on two fronts, because he's disagreeing with things that are in the president's job bill, but yet he's also disagreeing with Senate Republicans as far as what they want to do. How long can that be maintained?
Chase, your guess is as good as mine. We've got to get into the mind of Harry Reid and try to figure out what makes him tick on this. And I'll tell you, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be a consistent pattern of doing anything except doing nothing. And if I were one of his 23 Democratic senators that was up for re-election next year, I would be pretty frustrated, because the American people are getting more and more angry with Congress, are getting more and more angry with what's happening in Washington, and we're all frustrated. Not only are my constituents frustrated, but I'm frustrated because the Senate just blocks everything that we're trying to get done up here.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us on the phone this morning. Congressman, as far as you mentioned jobs bill, and that was a push yesterday. The question continues to come up, you know, depending on one's political persuasion. It seems those leaning to the left, they say the government's not doing enough to create jobs. Many leaning to the right say, what can the government do to create jobs? And realistically, what can be done? What's in these Main Street bills that you are promoting?
Well, first of all, I think we all know that government doesn't create jobs. Government reallocates taxpayer money to other areas where it thinks it's appropriate, like Solyndra. Well, that didn't work out too well. The president's current jobs bill is basically just stimulus version 2.0, and instead of wasting $1 trillion of our grandkids' money, he'll only waste $500 billion of our grandkids' money. What we've done is we've passed dozens of bills, but 12 in particular, that could affect the job market positively, short-term, medium-term, and long-term. On the short-term, we've got several energy bills that would put people back to work that have been impacted by the president's moratorium, the permitting slowdowns in the Gulf of Mexico. Over the intermediate term, we've got some bills to improve the regulatory environment for businesses that would help people put people back to work. Look, we've got a plant right here in Anderson, Texas, our neighbor to the south, that's in danger because of new EPA regulations that are so far reaching that we're going to shut down 20% of our cement making capacity in this country. That, to me, is not going the right direction. So these intermediate term bills affect that. And then we've got a longer term bill called Cut, Cap, and Balance, which resets the fiscal course of the federal government, which longer term will help us have strong economic growth for decades to come.
You mentioned the plant in Anderson. I mean, obviously, just an offshoot of that, or a footnote to that, is you said that, you know, environmental regulations could possibly reduce our capacity just to produce cement by 20%. What would that do? I mean, obviously, that's going to drive concrete costs through the roof, would it not?
Well, that, but worse yet, it drives the jobs. In the case of making cement, those jobs go to Mexico. Cement is going to be produced in this world. It's just a question of where it's going to be produced. Do we want to produce it right here in Texas, right here in the United States, or do we want to produce it in foreign countries and then import it? And my view is that we could do this in a safe and environmentally responsible manner, and balance not only the needs of the economy, but the needs to have clean air as well. But the EPA is on a mission to try to make the air perfect, which you can't do, they could care less about the jobs in this country.
You mentioned the budget earlier. The president signed early this morning the stopgap spending bill after the House passed it yesterday afternoon. Now, the last time around that this came up for a vote, it was a far, far different vote. I mean, it passed 352 to 66, I see it here, and with 170 Democrats voting yes. The last time around, last month, an earlier version of the same bill, only six Democrats voted yes. What changed?
Well, the thing that changed is when the last bill was given to us, FEMA had asked for emergency funding, and we in the House said, sure, we'll give you the emergency funding, but we've got to save the dollars from other programs. And so what we did is we went out and zeroed out the program that funded these debacles like Solyndra, and then we changed the funding levels in an advanced technology vehicle program where the president was giving money to his cronies for research on cars. We don't think that's a government function. So we cut $1.6 billion from those programs to provide $1 billion for FEMA. Well, FEMA decided it didn't need the money at the end of the day. So the bill we voted on yesterday was just what you'd call a clean, short-term continuing resolution to fund the government for 6 weeks. And during that six-week period, that'll give us time to queue up the next appropriations bills that we weren't able to pass before September 30th. And it will also give us a chance to get this Joint Select Committee's report. And we'll see what we do longer term after that.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington this morning. Congressman, what are you hearing from your colleagues in the House, if anything at all, about the protests on Wall Street?
We have not really discussed it. We're not hearing anything. I will tell you from my perspective, I'm very disappointed that people view Wall Street as some sort of an enemy. I mean, Wall Street is just a capital market where they determine how securities are bought and sold. I don't know why they think that that's the enemy. Companies go there to get capital, and then investors go there to try to find a way to invest and get return. And what's really fascinating, a lot of the people that are protesting, they've probably got their 401ks tied up in Wall Street assets. Their parents' pension plans are tied up in these assets, whether they're teachers or firemen or policemen or work for the university. They're protesting the people that butter their bread, if you will, and I'm disappointed because it shows a pretty big lack of insight as to what's wrong in this country. And what's wrong in this country is a tax and spend and regulatory regime that's out of control.
Congressman Bill Flores with us on the phone this morning. Congressman, on the much lighter side, I know you have some special guests on the Hill today.
Well, yes, the Texas Aggie women's basketball team is coming in. They're going to be recognized tomorrow at the White House for winning the national championship last year. Earlier this year. We're looking forward to hosting them. I'm giving them a tour of the Capitol tomorrow morning at 8, and then we'll all go to the White House in the early afternoon, and then we have a reception for them tomorrow night. So I know Gary Blair and Vic Schaefer and all the players are excited, and we're really looking forward to hosting them. We think we're going to have a great time.
Outstanding. Anything else going on?
Well, yes, there's always plenty going on. We're going to continue to press the Senator Reid to pass the what I call the Main Street job bills. We're actually going to go ahead and press our leadership to vote on the President's American Jobs Act. The Republicans in the Senate are trying to press to get that voted on, but Senator Reid says no. Our Republican leadership in the House says they don't want to vote on it, but I think we'll convince them that we need to go ahead and vote on it. That way we can get it off the table. You can't find overwhelming support for that bill on either party.
Congressman Bill Flores, we talk with him on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. Thank you for your time this morning, sir.
Well, I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country and our military men and women, also for the folks that are affected by the new fire in Bastrop.
All right. Thank you for your time, Congressman.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. It's Congressman Bill Flores joining us live here this morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW. You can hear the interviews archived online at WTAW.com.